Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your real estate news for this February 9th, 2026. How was that Super Bowl? What'd you think about it? Did you win any money? What'd you think about the halftime show? Let me know down below. Don't get political. Just, I want you to know, give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down what you thought about the halftime show. But you're not here for that. You're here for these things over here. We have an exciting week. What's the markets usually focus in on? What's the Federal Reserve usually focus in on? Inflation and jobs. Well, last week, when the federal government was shut down, I don't know if you realize that, it was shut down on Monday. So we didn't get all the unemployment numbers on Friday. So we're going to get that this week. We're going to get inflation numbers. We're going to get everything that you need to figure out what's going on with these here. Because if you're a homeowner, home buyer, heck, you could be a realtor, loan officer trying to figure out what's going on with these this week. My goal is to help explain that to you. Because my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states. If you need some help with a mortgage, I'll give you my information at the end of this. You're here for these. So let's get over to it. So here's what the stock market's looking at. And the reason why I brought this up first is it's right down through here. Stock futures lower as Wall Street waits, closely watch jobs and inflation reports. So, well, that's exactly what the Federal Reserve looks at too. So let's take a little bit of a dive into that. But so far today, it doesn't look very good for the equity markets. We have the Dow Jones, S&P, and the NASDAQ all down. We got oil down. That's good. $63 a barrel. We like that. But we have the yields on the 10-year treasury going up just a little bit. So let's get over to this right through here. Why was this information this week so important? Well, not only does the stock market look at this data, the Federal Reserve does as well. They look at these things right through here, inflation, jobs, to figure out what they're going to do with those rates over through there. So the good news is this week, we got a whole bunch of information filling the gaps. I don't know if this is going to be good news or bad news. So let's break down each day to figure out where we think these numbers are going to come in at. Then at the end of this, I'm going to explain to you, if you're a homeowner, what should you do? Should you refinance? If you're a home buyer, where are rates going to go in from now? You know, in March, are they going to skyrocket or are they going to come down? So on Tuesday, we have nothing really coming in today, but on Tuesday, we have retail sales. And why we focus in on this is, How's the consumer doing right now? We know the big, beautiful tax bill is supposed to put bigger refund checks in our pockets. So we'll probably spend those. So retail sales might start increasing now, but we haven't gotten those tax refunds yet. So wait on that. But then on Wednesday, we're going to get this. We're going to get average hourly earnings. And that's going to say, are you keeping up with inflation? Then we're going to get that payroll numbers that we wanted, non-farm payrolls and the new unemployment rate. Well, before this, before the 4.4 was listed last time, the unemployment rate was 4.6. And then the last reading, it came down to 4.4. They're saying it's going to stay sticky right through there. We'll see how that comes in. Then on Thursday, here's what we have: initial jobless claims, and then we're also going to have continued claims. Okay, so why that's important? If you got let go, okay, that might be bad news, but can you get a job back into the market? That's what continued claims is going to show us. And the last time, it actually came down a little bit. So that was good news on that piece of the puzzle. And then on Friday, the consumer inflation. There's three pieces of inflation news that can come out. There's the PCE, that's what the Federal Reserve looks at, the personal consumption expenditure. And then there's what's called the CPI, that's what you're seeing on the board. And then there's the PPI. Don't get them all confused. Just think of it this way. If there's a C in the front, that means consumer. If there's a P, that means producer. Just think of it that way. So they're saying the consumer inflation month over month is maybe going to go up a little bit from 0.2 to 0.3. I could be on that bandwagon. Okay, so my January effect, if you don't know what that is, subscribe. And I explain that in a lot of videos. But then you look at month over month, it's going to be stagnant. And then they're saying year over year from 2.7 to 2.5. I don't know about that. I'm saying inflation, it might stay sticky at 2.7. But we'll see. I'll give you my analysis of that Thursday night. So I would take a deep dive into that. So let's get over and see how the bond market's faring to this. And this looks kind of like we saw on Friday. So let's rewind a second. Here's what happened Friday. Okay, so I'll show this to you. Okay, so if you're new to the channel, here's how we figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. That bond over there is conventional loans. This bond over through here is government loans like FHA, VA, and USDA. All you have to understand is the number at the top. If the number is going up, like we saw the last few days with these charts, great news for mortgage rates. They come down. When that number goes down, that means rates are going up. So if a price of a bond goes down, that means rates or yields go up. Well, these are mortgages, so if the yield goes up, the mortgage rate goes up. But here's an interesting thing that happened on Friday, and I called it out. Don't know if you saw it, but on Friday I said, okay, we opened up right here. That's terrible because it was a huge gap down. So what normally happens, like you're seeing today, I'll show you what I'm talking about. The market opened down here, all right? So closed Friday here and opened all the way down here. That's bad. Think of that as your stock. If your stock closed at 101 the other day and opened at 99, you're losing money. So this is down. Well, then it can deteriorate from there. That's called a gap in here. But this is starting to fill the position. So that's what we saw on Friday. So good news for mortgage rates. Because the beginning of the day, just to put this in context for you, if it was down 20 or 30, mortgage rates would have popped up a little bit. But they're rallying back to basically square levels right now. So no really damage on mortgage rates today. So again, why do we watch this thing and what do we focus in on for mortgage rates? Well, another piece of the puzzle is the Federal Reserve. You know, the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting in 37 days. What are they going to do? Well, last week there was an 95% chance in one day, and then it went down to 85 at one point. What's going to happen this time? It's staying right there. So what this chart's telling us, it's saying the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is predicting or forecasting that at the March meeting, there is an 84% chance the Federal Reserve will not be cutting rates at the next meeting because the federal funds rate currently is 3.5 to 3.75. Don't believe me? We'll go to the federal funds rate right through there, and it is 3.5 to 3.75. The federal funds rate is always like a quarter spread. Don't ask why, but that's just how it works. So now they're saying at the next meeting after that, there's a 65% chance they're not going to do anything as well. But then after that, we might have a 50-50 chance in June of a Federal Reserve rate cut. And that's when we'll have a whole new cast of characters at the Federal Reserve. So let's get back to the stock market. How's it doing? Well, Bitcoin's taking it on the chin right now. Let's get over the pre-market reports. Dow Jones is down. NASDAQ is down. S&P is down and oil's down. So oil's good. The other things, if you have any money in the market, you're not faring very well today. So let's get over to the last piece of the puzzle. I want to show you guys, if you're traders, you're into the stock market, you want to analyze all these things to see every piece of the puzzle, how it affects the markets, how it affects these things over here, over here, over here, go to earningshub.com. This is a really cool site. I just found it about 6-8 months ago, and it tells you every day like what earnings reports are coming out. But here's the cool thing it does. You see how these things are like jiggling right now. It looks like a radio thing. You can actually click in there and listen to the earnings calls live, just like analysts do. Check it out. It's pretty interesting. Now, when you listen to it, you might be a little confused. That's why subscribe over there. Every day I try to come in and explain some of this lingo to you. So then when you read or listen to some of these reports, you kind of get it. But this week we have a lot of earnings coming out. Well, not today, but throughout the week, we're going to go through this. I'll just briefly come in and show you guys how the earnings reports are coming in, how they're faring. Again, good earnings for corporations mean healthy wages and employment means a good economy. So it starts right through here. So that's why we focus in on there. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, what should you do right now if you're monitoring mortgage rates? Well, let me give you my thoughts if you're a home buyer in the spring. Okay, if you're a home buyer, or you're looking to build, I don't think you have all that stuff to contend with like you had in 2021. Remember when rates went from like 3 to like 8? Well, I don't think you're going to have that problem. My estimations or my analysis this year is, I say mortgage rates, they're going to range about 5.875 to 6.25. We keep teetering and bumping that 6.25. And that's why I said that's my high end. So I don't really think there's anything to worry about on the high end. But if you're a homeowner right now, you're thinking, okay, rates are going to come down, right? I don't think they're going to come down either. If they come down, they might come down an eighth, maybe a quarter. So if you're looking to buy or build in the spring or down the road, I think you're okay. If you're a homeowner right now and you're at 7.5, 8% rates, what should you do? Should you stay there? It's confusing to refinance. Does it make sense? When you bought that house, it was like the closing costs are crazy. Well, do me a favor. Put your information right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.1. I'm removing the AI because our submissions in there are really down. So what I do is I monitor your mortgage rate for you. And I'm asking you two things. At what rate would you like to at least kick the tires to refinance? I'll call you, text you, email you. And how much of a monthly savings would you like? So let's say, Dan, I'd like to save $300 a month. When it gets there, can you call me? Yeah, that's what I'll do. So plug in your information up there. If you want to talk to us, fill out any information up through here. Check out some of the videos down through here. Schedule a consultation. But again, if you're a home buyer, you're looking to build, you're looking to even refinance, see if it makes sense, join us. Check us out. Call us. Schedule an appointment. We'd love to help you. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan's pretty cool. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Well, here's what I do. The bank I work at, I'm blessed. They give me licensing in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But they were ingenious. They're like, okay, what do you need to be more competitive? I'm like, I need more more rates. All my customers, they shop around. They're like, okay, how many do you need? 30, 40? So what they did is we're set up with over 30 lenders to do all the shopping for you. So if you want your credit pulled 100 times and, you know, all that, get all those reports, God bless you. If you want one application, one credit pull to figure out, can you buy? Can you refinance? What's my numbers look like? We'd love to help you. So folks, my name is Dan Freer. I come in each day to explain to you guys what's going on with these today. A recap, stock markets, it's not looking too bad. It keeps hitting record highs. It was 50,000. I just broke 50,000 for the first time. So I'm taking this in strides. The bond market, it's taken a little bit of it on the chin earlier, but it's recovering right now. We got the bond markets down 8 and 10. Don't really think that's going to affect mortgage rates at all. If it does, it might tick up one, two ticks right back to where we were on Thursday. So every day, mortgage rates, they keep going up just a couple ticks and down just a couple ticks. So if you're sitting on a 7% or 8% rate, refinance. You're not going to get too much better. But if you're looking to buy looking to build, we'd love to work with you to make sure you're in the right program. And how much can you really afford? So join me each day in the mornings and the closing bell so I can let you guys know what in the heck's happening with these and the whys behind it, folks. So thanks for watching. If you're interested in stuff like this, please subscribe down there and reach out to us if you need some help or just have some questions. Thanks a lot, folks, and I'll see you at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.